Bnei Yehuda, Bnei Glila, there's a machlekes, the Bnei Yehuda and the Bnei Gala. Hani Omri, Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos, Hani Omri, Ein Avelis B'Shabbos. So just to get an insight on what the machlekes is, Taisva says that the machlekes is on Dvarim Shebetzine. Ashmi Shamite, is this Noyeg B'Shabbos? We have a machlekes. Man da oma yesh avelis b'shabbos. The man yoma that says yesh avelis b'shabbos, diktoni oyla. Since it says in the Mishnah that Shabbos oyla va'ena mafsekes, so from the Lashon oyla it would seem that there's a nig of avelis. How this is mashma from the Lashon oyla, that Tosfos is Hutchitzach to explain the Gemara. But the Lashon Oila is Mashmid is Anik of Avelis. Man the Omar Ein Avelis B'Shabbos. The man Yomar that says Ein Avelis B'Shabbos. Diktoni, because the Mishnah says Ein Mafsekes, that Shabbos is not Mafsek. Yisalke Daitach Yesh Avelis B'Shabbos. If there's Anik of Avelis B'Shabbos, Hashta Avelis Nogo. So if there's a nig of avelis apsuki mi boy, so how could this be mafsik the whole avelis? If there's a nig of avelis, the zichron or hava mean that it should be mafsik the previous avelis. So since it says ein a mafsekes, so it would seem there's no nig of avelis, and there'd be a hava mean that it should be mafsik the avelis. Afapike ein a mafsekes. So the Gemara asks, Vela Hoktoni Oila. Aye, it says Oila, and Oila is Mashma, there is a Niyag Avelis. So the Gemara answers, Aydi, the Kaboy, the Misne Sefer, Einam Oilim, Tanaresha Oila. The Lashon Oila was said because of an Aydi. That's right, the Lashon Oila would seem that there's a Niyag Avelis, but it was said not because that's the true meaning of the Mishnah, but the Chaptan Aloshan Oila, because he said Einam Oilam, so by the regular it's Einam Oila, so he says by Shabbos it's Oila. The man da oma yesh avelis b'Shabbos, according to the man da oma that holds yesh avelis b'Shabbos, oktoni Einam Afsekes. So why does he have to say Einam Afsekes? If there's avelis in Shabbos, so it's poshut that it's not mafsik. So the Gemara answers, Mishum de Kaboy lemisne seife mafsikim, tonereisha eina mafsekes. But also the same thing, really there's no reason to say eina mafsekes, but the chapton aidik, since it's said in the seife mafsikim, so it says eina mafsekes, even though I can figure out by myself that it's not mafsik, since it's a nig of avelis. But he said that I did the Tony Sefer Mafsekis, it says Tanaresha Einem Mafsekis. Eima Ketanoi. So the Gemara says, could be this Shaila, if there's a Niyag Avelis in Shabbos, the Machlekes Tanoi. We learned, Misha Meisei Mutalafonov. A person that's Meisei Mutalafonov, he's an Einan, it's Mutal Olav Lekavloi. Oichel bebayis acha. He should not eat in the same room together with the mace. It's a loyig l'rosh. The mace can't eat and he's eating. So he should not eat together in the same room. Ein loy bayis acha, oichel bebayis chaveiro. Does not have another cheder, so he should go to his chaver's house. Ein loy bayis chaveiro. He doesn't have a house by the chaver. Oyseloy mechitza asore tvachim. So he makes a mechitza asore tvachim, but that's mafsik, beinoy, and bein hameis. We were meira yesterday that it seems this is the third choice. The third choice, if he doesn't have a bayis ache, doesn't have a bayis chaver, he makes a mechitza asore tvachim. So, why is this a third choice? This is a very good choice. A mechitza asara tvachim, so it's mavdil the rishuyis, we'll say good asik, and so what's wrong with this?
Also we wanted to say if the Isra is al-sloig l'rosh, so mechitza saratvachem will say lumbus with gorasik, so it's a different, but loig l'rosh, lumbus doesn't help too much. No, me'ikar adin, it's good. Halachically, we consider that he's in another room, he's not eating together with the mace. But if a loig l'rosh, you preferably, we would need something better than lumbus. If he doesn't have materials to make a mechitza, marze ponov, sakaponim, he turns around va'ichel. That's the oifen how he eats. Now the baraisa continues of the yachas with the mace. Now the oifen achile ve'enoi mace va'ichel. Kolzman, he's an oinon, he does not eat behaseder. That's the kaveya to eat. You don't eat per se. Ve'ene oichel boso. Ve'ene sheise yayin. He's also bachilas boso and shliyas yayin. Ve'ene bevorech. Ve'ene mezamen. Ve'ene bevorchen olov. Ve'ene mezamnim olov. U'potar mikriyishma minatfile minatfilen mikol mitzvahis amureis batayr. U'bishabes. But what is, if it's Meisei Mutal of Onav in Shabbos, is before the Kvura, is Meisei Ba'oichel. Shabbos is permitted to eat Be'er Seber. Ba'oichel Boso V'shoi Siyayim. U'mavorech u'mezamin u'mavorechin u'mezamnim olav. V'chayev b'kriyishma b'tfile b'tfilin b'chol mitzvah y'samuris b'toyre. Rashi in the Ksav Yad is Moichik of a Tvillin, Shabbos Lafs, it's Mount Tvillin, so Rashi is Moichik Tvillin, and Gili Nashas also seems to be down a Gil, said that when a Geir is Tvillin. Am Gamli Eloima, Mitoir Shen Nischayev Ba'elu, Nischayev Bekula. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, so what is Am Gamli El Moisef on the Tanakame? Tashmi Shamite Ike Benai. Is he chayiv betar? Is he chayiv mitzvah soina? My love, behokim miflegi. Bemar sova. So we have here the Tanakama hold, but he's also betashmish. Bemar sova yesh avelus b'shabes. The Tanakama holds yesh avelus b'shabes. That means dvorim shebetzina noig b'shabes. So memelus otashmish is also b'shabes. Bemar sova ein avelus b'shabes. And Rabbi Gamliel holds, ain't Avelus b'Shabbos. So there's no Avelus, I'm a Mele, so Dvom Shebetzina Mutas, I'm a Mele, he's Mutar b'Tashmish, Mele is Chayve Mitzvah Soina. So the Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know that that is the Machloikis? Bilme, ad kan leikoma tanakama hosom, elem ishum de meisei mutalofonot. Could be that what the Tanakama was Machmer, is because he's an oinon. Meisei mutar lefonov, this asas tashmish, this asas dvorim shebetzina. Avol hocha, but our shaila, if yesh avelus b'shabes, ve'ein meisei mutar lefonov, could be if the anin is passed already, the meisei is nigbar, then al dinei avelus could be ein avelus b'shabes. So there's no raya that Tanakama holds yesh avelus b'shabes. Va'at kan loy kamaram gamliel hosom bakati lechal avelus alei. And could be punfakelt. But gamliel was makel because it wasn't chal avelus. Aval hochet the chal avelus alei, ochinami. If the avelus is chal, so could be, then tashmish will be also. The oimik, achilik between aninus and avelus we'll see in Tosfos, so then we'll understand the lumdus of the gemara. What is Rashi? Avsuki mi boy, kloima mitzricha lameima da'inem avsekes. The Gemara asked, if you hold that Avelus is noig b'Shabbos, it has to tell us that the Shabbos isn't mafsik. If Ashtetzach it's not mafsik, it's a day of niyug Avelus. Ein mevorech lahoitzi acherim yidei chevosa. Now, Rashi here is saying a mouthful. Let us just be magdim. Rashi in Brochus says, "Ein mevorech, ein tzorich levorech." Now we'll see in Tosfos So Samaritika Machloikas here between Rashi and Tosfos, the din that an oinon is potam in a mitzvah. So what is the din? Let's speak about brochas. His pshad is, he's potter to make a brocha, but what if he wants to make a brocha? Is there an iser to make a brocha? Or is there no iser to make a brocha? So Rashi in brocha says, ain't tzorich lebor. He doesn't have to make a brocha. Rashi added a word. Ein mevorech, ein tzorich lebor. That means, why did Rashi add a word? Because the lashon of ein mevorech would seem that he's not permitted to make a bracha. So therefore Rashi says, no, ain't tzorich, he doesn't have to make a bracha. He wants to make a bracha, he can make a bracha. Rashi is going l'shita, sorry, but here Rashi adds a different word. Ein mevorech lohitzi achem yedei chevosam. If he wants to be moitzi someone, then he can't be mevorech. Why? Because he's potom in a bracha, so kol potom in a dovo, so he can't be meitzi. He's not a bar chiyuv. If he wants to make a bracha, he can make a bracha. He's not mechuyev bebrachas. So Rashi seemed wanted to avoid the lashon of ein mevorech, which would seem to be saying that it's also to make a bracha. So therefore Rashi added other lahitzi achem yedei chevosam bayos other ein tzorich levorech in bracha. Mitoich, Naram Gamliel said, Mitoich shenischayev be'elu, Krishma nischayev be'kulam. Now, what is Rashi telling us over here? What is Rashi moisef on the Gemara? I mean, Naram Gamliel said, Mitoich shenischayev be'elu, nischayev be'kulam. So, first of all, Bach Sahmer Rashi is saying as follows. But in Shulchan Aruch it says, Eichel Boso B'Sheisa Yayin. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, he's permitted to eat Boso and permitted to drink wine, Shabbos. He's not Mechuyev to eat Boso and drink wine. And Rekavega brings down from the Shev Koyen, that the Pisre Tshuva brings this down, because in Shabbos, the Shach brings from the Rabbeinu Yoyne. The Rabbeinu Yoyne says, in Shabbos there's no Chiyav of Achilas Boso and Shtiyas Yayin, because the Gemara says that if he doesn't have enough money, Asay Shabbat Chachil Valtitz Tarech Labriyas. So what do you mean, Asay Shabbat Chachil? There's a Chiyav Boso V'Yayin. For the Rabbeinu Yoyne being Zarai, there's no Chiyav Boso V'Yayin. So, Travis, if he wants to eat meat, he can eat meat. The Isser Aninis doesn't apply. So the Sheva Koyan wants to say, but by Yontev, there's a Chiyav Simche, ain't Simche ala b'bosa v'yayin, so by Yontev an Oinen will be mechuyev to eat bosa v'yayin. So I think Rashi wants to say as follows. Mitoich shenischayev be'elu krishma chulo. What does Rashi want to say? Rashi wants to say what Rabbeinu Yoyne said. Perhaps a person would say, just like he's mechuyev and bosel v'yayim and oinik Shabbos, so he's also mechuyev, he's also mechuyev and mitzvahs oinik, which is also mitam oinik Shabbos. So a person will say the mitoich of Rabban Gamliel is going on achilas bos of yayin. Just like he's mechuyev and bos of yayin, he's also mechuyev and einik Shabbos. And then oina, which is also the chiyev oina erev Shabbos, is mitam einik Shabbos. So Rashi says, no, he's not mechuyev and bos of yayin, like the Rabbeinu Yoyne says. No, the mitoich is going krishma. That's what Rashi says. I think that is pshat and Rashi. Let us go a little further, and then we'll come back. Tash mishamita ikabernai, ho da omar nischaye bekula, sova muter betash mishamita. He holds an oval is muter betash mishamita. Tanakama sova also betash mishamita. Tanakama holds is also betash mishamita. Now I had a ore on this gemore. The way the Gemara said, and that's Sichah Pshat Man sich abschat, we'll see, sondern es machleikes rishainim. But the way we're learning the Gemara, the Gemara bought a machleikes, the Tanakama and Rabban Gamliel. The Tanakama holds he is also betash mishamita. Why? Because, Avelis is noig b'shabes, Dvarim Shabbatzina are noig b'shabes. Rabban Gamliel holds Dvarim Shabbatzina are not noig b'shabes. That is the machleikes. So that's the Yisoda machleikes. So it bothered me. So Rabban Gamliel, Oimer, so Rabban Gamliel says, Pshashtik Teir over here. Mi Teir, Shenis Chayev, Be'elo, since he's Mechuyev in Krishma, and those, is chayev v'kulom, is chayev v'ntash mishamite. Machlekes is a machlekes a mitoich? I mean, like he's building from the mitoich. Mitoich shen is chayev v'eilun is chayev v'kulom. I mean, he also, the Tanakam also is his chayev v'nkrishme. The machlekes is a different machlekes. Is there a heter tashmish for an oinon in Shabbos? That's the machlekes. So, I mean, the basis of the machlekes is not a machlekes of mitoich. Or am gamliel loim chayiv be mitzvah sayin. I mean, shedvarim shebetzin ein and noik. I mean, that's the mitoich. It's very unclear. I found the Balamoyer, the Ramban shlugs them up from Asugya, but the Balamoyer says as follows. The Balamoyer says, there's no machloikis between the Tanakame and Ram Gamliel if Tashmish is Mutter. The machloikis is I am Mechuyiv in Tashmish. The Tanakame says that you're not Mechuyiv in Tashmish. And Ram Gamliel holds you Mechuyiv in Tashmish. That's the machloikis. You have to know how he learned Pshat Masudya. The Ramban asks for Masudya. But the Balamoya was Medayik the Loshen of Ram Gamliel. I mean, that's what Gamliel says. It seems as a machlekes achir. That's the Yisai, the machlekes. The Ramban says he doesn't understand, according to the Baal HaMoyer. So if the Tanakama holds that Tashmish is also Mutter, so why isn't he Taka Mechuyev? Why isn't he Mechuyev? But according to the Baal HaMoyer, the Loshen HaGemara al Koponim is very understandable. The Mohammed brings down a gears and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi also understand. The Yerushalmi Rav Gamliel said, "Hoyel v'hitartoloi es elu, hitartoloi kol mitzvay seo shel teire." Oh, so Memele, so Lochere, the v'hitartoloi Lochere could be, he's not going on Krishna. Just like you were Mata Boss of Yayin, just like you matter boss of Yayin, so you should be matter. So you matter the Isuri Aninis. You should be matter Tashmish also. The Loshen is very good. But according to our Girse, and according to way Rashi learns Pshat, the Loshen, I don't understand why Ram Gamliel based his Shita on a Mitoich Shechayiv Be'ilu. Ma'ado also betashmish, shava yesh aveilus b'shabitz. That's the Tanakama. Mal de Shorim, Sova Kishmul Dama in Avelis Peshabbos. And then the Gemara says, no, that here we're speaking about Aninis. Adayin Lechola Avelis Aler, the Leinikba. That's where Ram Gamliel was Mata. But if Avelis was Chal, could be he holds Yesh Avelis Peshabbos. Let us see Taisus. Yesh Avelis Peshabbos, Bedvorim Shebetzina Mayri, Kedeperish Pekundras. We're speaking about Dvorim Shebetzina. Ubesomach nami leime ketanoi, maisi plukte dram shemgalil varabono, bahave Dvorim Shebetzina. Also, we don't have this Rashi, agavuche, but Dvorim Shebetzina, Mari. About Taisus is from the Gemara later, we see that we're speaking about Dvorim Shebetzina, because the Gemara brings plukte dram shemgalil varabono, bahave Dvorim Shebetzina. Bahochi mashme ktsas bi Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi also seems the machlokes is on Dvorim Shebetzina. Ola'el amasnisen b'ha-shabes oyle, pligi in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shu b'Levi, im osa b'shabes b'tash m'shamite. There's a machlokes there. Mashme the pligi came to look to the hochet. This machlokes we have in Bavli, so that's the machlokes in the Yerushalmi, if there's an isa tash. Natasha says, Valibe de Rabbi Yechanin, Yeshaim Rimsha Mutter. That it is one Mount Yom says, according to Rabbi Yechanin, Tashmish is Mutter. For Oisoi, that Mount Yom is Choyle Kalasha Shalonu, the Omer Rabbi Yechanin Pekamadik Subis, Ava Pisha Omru Ein Avelis Bishabis, Avodvorm Shebetziner Noik. The Agmo says, Kloring Subis, that Rabbi Yechanin does hold that Dvorim Shebetzin Anoyik, and there's a man Yom Nishalmi that says that Rabbi Yechanan is Matar Tashmish. Look, Tzas, Kosheli, Teima, Bishmaitin. Now, Tosfos asks Akasha, let us just see the Gemara, it's on Seif Daf Chav Dalet, and then we'll try to understand Tosfos Kasha and Tosfos Teretz. This is finds from the bottom daf chav dalet amud alef, the middle of the shura. Abaya ashkechei l'Rav Yosef teporish le sudra areishe. Rav Yosef was an oval, and he made ituf in Shabbos. Ve'ozel ve'osi bebeise. And he was walking in his house, and he was making ituf. Ituf is one of the nihugim from Avelis. Omalei, lav sovolo mar ein avelis b'shabbos. You don't know ein avelis b'shabbos. You're walking around with ituf. Omalei, hochi omer Rabbi Yechanan, vorem shebetzine noik. Rabbi Yechanan said, vorem shebetzine is noik. That is this Gemara. Now let us see what Father Tosfos and what Tosfos answers. Uktsas kosher li teime. Interesting lotion. Bishmaiten. In this sugya I have a kasha. Abaya ashkechei l'Rav Yosef, the pori sudra areishe. Omalei leisovo lo marin avelus b'shabes. Omalei hochi yom Rabbi Yochanan, dvorm shebetzine noik. So this is the kasha. So what is the kasha? So the Marsho says, Tais is mentioned before, Rabbi Yochanan and Ksuba says, Dvorim Shebetzina is Noik. And, Abaye didn't know this member of Rabbi Yochanan. It's very modern. That's the Sugya. Okay, our Sugya is speaking about Dvorim Shebetzina. Then Tais is being done. Shmuel holds it's not Noik. And Rabbi Yochanan and Ksuba says, it is Noik. And Abaye is even about this member of Rabbi Yochanan. So that bothered Tais. So what did Abaye ask Rabbi Yochanan? Jesus says, Shema ha-yesovo de pore sudre areisha ha-vedvorm shebe-faresia. Maybe Abaye held that this is called faresia. This isn't called sine. This is called avelis be-faresia. Uchaman de oma prius areish choiva. Later we're going to have in the Gemara that one man the oma says that one an oval is mechuyev to be megala roishay. That means is mechuyev to be mesalek the ituf. The ituf was he was mechasa roishay, and Shabbos is mechuyev to be megala roishay because if not it's avelus befaresia. So Abaye held it was avelus befaresia. Bloyhoye mechalek bein bebeisay bein chutz lebeisay. He held this. That's called avelus befaresia. So b'meil it doesn't matter where you are. So Mamela, that was Abaye's kasha. Abaye knew about Rabbi Yochanan that Dvorim Shebetzina Anoi, but this isn't Dvorim Shebetzina. This is Dvorim Shebefaresia. And he answered him, no, since I'm only in my house, I'm not mingling between people, so this is a din of Tzina. That's what Tosfos answers. L'davoini, I don't understand Tosfos, so the Gemara is very shver. That means, the way the Marsha says, the Marsha's kasha was, Abaye zichenu about Rabbi Yochanan, Dvorim Shebetzin is noig, but he held this is Dvorim Shebetzin. That was the kasha. So what's the Teretz? He told them, no, this is Dvorim Shebetzin. So why did Rabbi Yosef tell him, Ha'omar Rabbi Yochanan Dvorim Shebetzin is noig? Abaye also knew this. That was Tosfos kasha. But the deen was, is this called Faresh? It's called Tzine. So tell him, this is called Tzine. Not Rabbi Yochanan said, Dvorim Shebetzin is noig. It's not too clear. Man da'omar yesh abeilis b'shabes, midiktoni oila. Perish Horozal. Now, we said, when we learned the Gemara, from the Gemara it would seem that the Loshen Oile is Mashme, that Avelus is Noyig. How is it Mashme from the Loshen Oile? That's the problem. Perish Horozal, Midiktoni, it says Oile, Puloi Pirish, Ve'ein Bo Avelus. It does not say, it said Shabbos is Oile, and it does not specify that there's no Noyig Avelus. Alma Avelus Noigbo. If you say Oilo, and you don't specify that Avelus is not Noig, Savaisis Avelus is Noig. The Imloi Kain, Oilo Lefori Shochi Behedye. She should have specified that even though it's Oilo, there's no Avelus. Aval Gavda Oilo, Le Nogbo Avelus. The Kivin da Oilo, because since it says Oilo, Mashmid the Noigbo Avelus. I said the lotion of Oilo, Loshen of Oile would seem that if it's Oile, so there's a Nig of Avelis. So he should have specified, even though it's Oile, there's no Nig of Avelis. Umeshani, the Gemara answers, you're right. It should have said that. But Aidi Diktoni Sefer Ein Oilem Stam. But since in the Sefer when he said Ein Oilem, I hold there's no Avelus. According to Manya Mothos, there's no Avelus for Shabbos. So Ein Oilem, so then he said Ein Oilem Stam, which means it's not Oilem, there's no Avelus. Tana Bereisha Oilem Stam. So it says Ein Oilem, so it says Oilem. Pelein Nehira, Tosfos does not like this Pshat. But it's because it said Ein Oilem Stam. Ein Oilem Stam is like a very good. That's a very clear lotion, Ein Oile means that it's not Oile the Minion, there's no Avelis, but Oile, he should have specified. So, Loinehir. Guperish Rab Shimon Zatzal Me Rabbi, another Pshat. My, the Manda Oma Yesh Avelis. Diktoni Oile. Mashme the Oile Lechol Minion Shive. Ula Avelis Sheyinek Bishabis Mashenog Esmel. The Loshen Oilo has two translations. It's going on the Minyan. Shabbos is Oilo le Minyan Shivi. And it also would seem that Shabbos is similar to the previous days. It's a continuation of the previous days. And just like the previous days was a Nig of Avelus, so Shabbos is also a Nig of Avelus. Mitoich kach, and therefore, Tala Shabbos l'cheshboinei. Because there's a nig of Avelis. Man the Omar ain Avelis b'Shabbos. The man the Omar that says ain Avelis b'Shabbos. The Tony ain a mafsekes. It says that Shabbos is not mafsek. Af ol gav d'chshive kula hay levatel Avelis begavu mikomo kameini mafsek. That's pshat. That's the chiddush of ain a mafsekes. Even though it's oiker its own Avelis, it's not mafsek the previous Avelis. Im like Cain, if it's not oikir, it's on Avelis and Shabbos Shite. The kaporich velohod diktoni oila, the mashme de noyeg Avelis kishar yomi. Mishani aidi diktoni gabi yontif ein oilin legamri. Since by yontif it says ein oilin legamri. Loi leminyin, veloi la Avelis. Mishum simche dechsiv behen, kedefrishis kedeforish, tonereishe nami oilo ba'oisei loshen atzma. That means, ein oilen means ein oilen legamri. It's not oilen leminyin, the regal. It's not oilen yigavelis. So it says a loshen ein oilen. So therefore, even though oilen is mashmet that both are noyik, which is wrong, avelis isn't noyik, Abaychapton the Zalboloshin, Boise Loshin Asmai, the Tone Beyontev, Beyontev says, Ein Oilem Tone Beshabbos, for Lahaflik the Loshin HaMishneh, not to differentiate the Loshin HaMishneh, so Memela, so he said that the same Loshin that was used by Yontev properly, he used by Shabbos, not too properly. Miu oile de Shabbos, eina elo le minyan da Avelis. The oile is only for the minyan. V'loi noga Avelis begave. There's no niyag Avelis. The first four words, five words are guys. There's no Avelis. V'im kein. So Taisus says, Lafi Perish said, Ve'er lo hodik toni oile, umishani lo oilem loino ago, va'aydi ditone, v'im kein, ha'mishne ein shites ha'shas loima aydi ditone ho toni nami ho, elo b'milse de'emes, elo de'loi tzrichi, avu d'borem nirim sheker, ein loy l'shanis. That means that Taisha says if this is pshat in the Gemara, so we have a very new pshat in Aidi. Normally, whenever the Gemara says Aidi, the kasha was, this is extra, it's not needed to be said. And the Gemara answers, but since it says this also. Tak, it's not necessary, it's poshet, but he mentions it. But according to this pshat, the kasha was that Oile is misleading. Oila means it's Oila Laminion, and it's Oila Benig Avelis. So you're telling me, Aidi. We never find that we say Aidi to tell us something misleading. Oid Yesh Lahakshis. Lefi Mashif Meforish, according to this pshat, Ihochi Lisni Shabbos Eine Oila. So Taisu says like this, if you translate oile, it means oile for niigavelis, oile leminyan. That's the translation of oile. So I asked the kasha, so if you say there's no niigavelis, why do you say oile? So he said, you're right, it shouldn't have said oile, but since he said ain oile, he says oile. So if I count, so Taisu says, so he should have said the reisha ein oile, which would mean ein oile l'nig avelis. And if you want to duplicate the lotion of the sefer, say ein oile, and the sefer says ein oile, also say ein oile. And they'll go on ein oile b'nig avelis. So Taisu's epis does not have a clear pshat in the Gemara. Taisu's a rav makshe, the mashmet, afilu l'man da'oma d'loi no'ago. He says, according to the mandiyama that holds that Avelis is not noyik, but oyla leminyan shiva. But why says it's oyla leminyan shiva? That there's no niyig Avelis, but Shabbos is oyla leminyan shiva. V'im kein beregel nami afal gav deloy noga yei oyla. What is the difference between regel and Shabbos? If there's no niyig Avelis whatsoever by both, so why by Shabbos is it oyla leminyan? Why by regel, kovo meise by regel, it's not oile. Ule'el amrini linyin shiva loikami boile. The Gemara says that there's no shaila by regel, that it's not oile. Uloinoge mitzvah shiva by regel, because there's no niig of avela. So if there's no niig of avela, it's not oile. So memele, so Shabbos is also, according to this madioma, there's no niig of avela. So why is Shabbos oile and regel is ene oile? So he answered, Afal gav the Shabbos oile regel ene oile. Hoyil ve'ein avelis klal. In regel, there's no avelis. What does it mean, no avelis? That means the ruach of the person is also a ruach hepech of avelis. B'shem d'rsiv b'em simche. By Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah of simcha. So there's not even a ruach of avelis. A niig avelis, there's no niig avelis, not by Shabbos and not by Yom Tov. But by Yom Tov, there's a chiyuv simcha, osa esed the rabim, the dochi esed the yochid, so he's mechuyev b'simcha, so there's not even a ruach of evil there. So then, it can't be oiled. Shabbos miyeh loiksiv simcha. There's no chiyuv simcha Shabbos. It's afilu ene neheges, even though there's no niyig avelis, but oile, but al kaponim, since there's no chiyuv of simcha, so no chiyuv of simcha, so he could have al kaponim a ruach of evil. And he doesn't have to be besimcha. So for that ruach of evil, that alone is sufficient that it should be oile. Birshalmi meforish taime the Shabbos ein avelis noig. Wait, Birshalmi says, why? So if there's no chiyuv simcha, so why isn't avelis noig? But according to this man, yom achilut vorm shabbatzina not noig. Why isn't it noig? Mishum d'chsiv birchas Hashem hitasher Yosef etzev ima. That when there's a matzev of broche, there's no etzev. The Shabbos ksiv bei broche. Shabbos, it says a broche, be broche, the kim es yoim ashvi. So there can't be any inyan of etzev. So a niyag avelis, that's etzev. So memeila, niyag avelis is not noyag be Shabbos. Because bisman broche, la yosef etzev ima. Afal pikein, so that's why it is oila. Ve'einoi oichel boso, ve'einoi shoyse yayin. Nire. Kachi hechi de shori beperik basra de tainis, kabi erev tishebov, boso kozman she'einoi kishlomim, ve'yayin migitoi, ochinami shori bo'ino. Tosfos is saying as follows. The Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis that by the Suda Mafsekes, one is not permitted to eat boso and drink yayin. The reason for this, let's go to the reason for that. So it's also the boso the yayin. So the Gemara says, but if he eats boso that 3 days have passed by from the Shechita, or Yayin Migitoi, that means grape juice, this is permissible. So Rashi explains in Masechtas Tainis, why is this permissible? So Rashi says as follows. Meat after 2 days, Avi Bosa Gomo. That's called meat. Kidrsiva Noiso Mibsar Zevach Hashlomim. So that means, so it's noisa mipsar zevach hashlomim was 2 days, and it was called bosa. A noisa mipsar zevach hashlomim. Tzvei loy ashkechen de mikri bosa, but more than 2 days old is not called bosa. Shehatam nifso, because the tam already was nifkam. V'chein b'yayin chodosh einay toiv ki yoshon u'mishalshul u'mazik. Grape juice is also not as good as wine. So Memela, so what did the Gemara say? The Gemara says, there's an Isser besuda hamafsekes boso v'yayim. So the Gemara says, boso v'yayim means, if halachically we're machshiv this for boso, calls man that has a good time, it's called boso. If it doesn't have a good time, it's not boso. So Tosfos, in the same thing by Yayin Migitri. So Tosfos says, so we have a Gemara here that says that an oinon is also the boss of Yayin. So it has to have achshivas of boss, it has to have achshivas of Yayin. So therefore, after 2 days, it's more than 2 days old, or it's Yayin Migitri, it'll also be mutabai an oinon. Because the Isser is boss of Yayin, whenever this is boss of Yayin, it means boss of toy and Yayin toy. That's what Taisa says, la aloch. Miu Taisa says, ein regilen linig ben heta, but the minig is not to eat 3 days, bosa that's 3 days old, to drink yayin migitoi. Loi bekan, veloi betisha, ba'ov. But the minig is not, even though Mika din is mutter, but the minig is that we don't eat, Boso, Maliach, we don't drink Yayin Migitoi, not by Suda Mafsekes, and not by Anoina. Period. Now, a new inyan. Tema. Mashme da Oinon Chomo Mi'ovo. From our sugya, it would seem that an Oinon is more Chomo than an Ovo. Why? The Loi Metzin in Ovo Shiye by Yisra be Boso v'yayin. We don't find that an Ovo is not permitted to eat boso and drink wine. Fakert, the Gemara says in Ksubis that lay nivra yayin el nachem aveilat. Fakert, they used to make cases and used to give the bimashka the aveilat. So an oval is mutter, the boso be yayin. And oinon is also. Ulinyin kochim ashkechen, the oval oichel be kochim. An oval is permitted to eat kochim. For oinon also. So we see, mitzad echot, that aninis is more chomo than avelus. Ubishar dvorim, but by other inyonim, we see hechmiru ba'avelus, that is more chumras by avelus than by aninis. Bekviyas hamite, onilas hasandal, Ubatifas haroish, the two veike, the many halachas which apply by an ovu, uba einan shari, an ovu and yoitz mitoich beisai. I mean, this is a, could be malacha, which is also by an ovu, could be Taisus holds malachas muta by an oina. Ema, so Taisus has a beautiful parrot. The dvorim shahain mishum evil, muta gabi oina. So Taisa says like this. There's an Indian of evil. Avelis is mourning. Now, the one mourns, one is misabel, after the mace is nostalgic. That means, and the siluk of the mace is, Mishanista Magailo. I think we once mentioned the Mava Yabik says that a mace, before the kvure, he hears and sees what's happening, kechaloin. It looks like a cholom, but he's aware what's happening. He hears what they're speaking, he sees and hears, but it's like a cholom. I once wanted to say a vote at the Emerson, the whole Olam Haza is kechaloin yod. So we don't realize it's a cholom. After the Misa, he sees the Olam Haza the way it really is. Takacholam. So he sees the Akacholam. But he has a true picture of Olam Haza. He is not Mesulik my Olam Haza. He sees the Olam Haza. He hears and sees. So Memele, there's no Din Avelis. Kozman, the Mace is here. The Nefesh is here. The Ruch is here. So Memele, there's no Din Avelis. There's nothing but to mourn. He's still here. Yishas, Stimas HaGoylu. Then, the mace is not here anymore. Then evil starts. Then mourning starts. Then one is misabel. These are nihugim of evil, milas hasandal, kviyas hamite. These are the atifas harosh. These are nihugim of an ovel. By an oinon, there's no avelus yet. So there's no reason for him to be also ben milas hasandal, bekviyas hamite. What are the isurim of an oino? Elo mishum sheyesh leilis torah bikvuras meisoi by an oino. There's another inyan. It's mutalanda oinon to be occupied with the kvur of the meis. Lo yimoshech achad vorem acherem. He should not be nimshach b'divrei achila k'gain achilas boso shtiyis yayin. Achilas boso shtiyis yayin. This is a davar hamoshech. You drink wine, you start drinking more. And lemaise, so this will take him away from his obligations. He's mechuyev to be torah b'kvuras meisoi. Asiri boin and davka. So that's why he's also the boso v'yayin, because boso v'yayin will be mafriya him from his chiyuvim. And an oval is mutter the boss of the yayin. The oval has nothing to do anymore. The mace was nikba. Now, why is tashmish hamite also by an oinon? For tashmish hamite, the mashme besomach the also by oinon, but nami shema yimshech. Also, it's also tadova hamoshech. And again, so he won't be mekayim his obligations to the mace. Or maybe another reason, Shemo Simche Yiserte Bechutzpe. This is a time and place for everything, and Meisei Mutter Lofonov is not a time and place for Tashmish. It's a Simche Yiserte Nachutzpe. So that's why Tashmish is awesome. Ach Motzosi. Agavuche Taisvis had asked another Shaila, which Taisus doesn't bother to answer. Taisus asked, we find that an Einan is also Bekotshim, and that was Mutter Bekotshim, and Taisus does not answer that at all. L'chayre, it could be that what an Einan is also Bekotshim is because in order to eat Kotshim, you have to be Besimche. I saw in Derech HaChaim from the Nesivis, he says, there is zicha more meriris by an oinen than by an oval. Mutalakovroi, I mean, the ike meriris, vachisa viyema, the ike meriris is before the kvura. That's the ikar mariris. So it could be when he's a matzav of mariris, then he's also bekotchim. After the kvura, so that already, that matzav of mariris ends, and mamela, then he's muta bekotchim. Ubetaglachas, ubetachboisit. Now, Pesach klaus a shaila, what is the din in taspoiris in kibbutz? What is the din there by an oinon? Taglachas and tachboisit, these are dinei evil. We learn out that this is, taglachas is also shloishim, kibbutz, we had a whole tumul in Pesach, if that's also shloishim or shiva. Lo yodino, so Pesach says, I don't know. Ishori ba'inon. I don't know if a noinon is mutav, a noinon is os. Maybe that's a niigavelis. And the reasons that Tosis had mentioned till now are not applicable by a noinon, that there was, it's a davahamoshech, it's a simchi yiseir, it's a chutzpah, the chayret aglachas and tachbosis does not fall into this category. Ve'ein lil moidis legalayich midisanyi b'mesechtis mochis. We learned a barais and sechtes moches. Ho ye megaleach. Ve omru lo imes echod mikroivov. It says a person was in the middle of taglachas. And they came and told the meis echod mikroivov. Arei ze yigmer. So he's allowed to finish the taglachas. So lachere, if someone tells him meis echod mikroivov, so now he became a noinon. And it says he's permitted to end the taglachas because he had started the taglachas already. Mashma haloi hischil also. So we see klal that there's an issa taglachas by a noinan also. So Taisa says no. Dilma bishmua ayri lachas nikba. Who says that the Masechta Smochus is speaking about that they told him that it was mace and it was a dayloi nikba? Maybe it's a shmua kroive. They told him that. But he was nikbar already, so it is not higher from this Masechtas Mochis. Eim rivo kosafti, the taglachas also, the nafkalon miroshechem al tefro. So the rivo says that taglachas is also, because this is taglachas we learn out. From roshechem al tefro. Hakuli alme asiri, by them there was a din that they were not permitted or not mechuyev in gidlu pera. Hakuli alma siri, everyone is also the inu einanim have, and they were einanim. So memele, so the iser taglachas, which we learn now from Roshech Amal Tifro, was said to Eliezer Visomo, who were einanim. With Avoini, I don't understand this reward. In Amish, it says as follows. The previous pasuk says, "Vayisom bekutanoisom." They took out Nodav Aviyu al mechutz lamachne. And Targum Yonis and Ben Aziel says, "Vekavrunon." They took them out chutz lamachne and they buried them. And then the next pasuk it says, "Took him first Moshe Rabbeinu." Told Mishoel Velzof and they should take out Nodav Aviyu. And then it says, Vayisom, and they took them out, and Targum Yonis says, they buried them, they took them out, Chutz L'machta, what did he do? And then later, Moshe Rabbeinu told, Eliezer Vayisom, Roshech Amal Tifro. So Lachayre, who says that this Maimer was said, before the Kvura? Maybe this Maimer was said after the Kvura. One, and number two, it could be, if they took them out already, and they didn't go to the kvure, so l'chayre, it's like, this is like achzor esponim, so by them, the kvures are, if they're not going to the kvure, so l'chayre, so their avela starts then, so I don't understand the rivo, why the rivo assumed that they were in them then. Tashmish amite de asrinim besamuch. Ashmish Amita, we said is also. V'ro lahater baninis. Afal pikein, v'tzoyrech, they were mater baninis. Kedamrinen perikamed v'ksubis. Ubavelis also. That means like this. Tashmish, Taisi says, is also for an oinon, and Tashmish is also for an ovo. Now, there was a, we'll see soon the case, the Gemara Ksubis is speaking about a case that they had to be matter Tashmish, and they had a choice to be matter Bishas Aninus or Bishas Avelis, so they were boicher to be matter Bishas Aninus. The Kamrin and Hosom, the Gemara says as follows. They're speaking about Misha Yetivchei Tavuach V'yeine Mozuk, a person that made all the preparations for the Suda. The Suda was prepared already, and let us realize we're not speaking about without refrigeration. And the Suda is ready, Umeis, Oviv Sholchosen, Ime Sholkale. So now, we have to make sure to make the chasana, because if we won't make the chasana now, so the whole Suda will go down the drain, will be about the kehefse. So Memele, so the Gemara says like this, Machnisna Sameis Lecheder, the vial will not mekaba the mace. Machnisna Mesachosna Kala Lechupe, Uboyil Bilis Mitzvah, Upeirish, and then he's Peirish, and then they make the Levi, then they make the Kvuba. So what did they do? They made they were matter Bilis Mitzvah, Pishas Aninis. And they did not, l'chayre the same there was, if he died and you want to be matter, so first be mekaba the mace and then make the chasna. So why he says, no, they would not be matter bilis mitzvah when he's an oval already. They only were matter bilis mitzvah when he's an oino. Now l'chayre, what is the lomdis? The lomdis is that's me poshet. Tashmish amita for an oval is an iser atzmi. That means the moment after my posse that an oval is also betashmish amita. There's an iser. He's also ben yosu betashmish amita. These are from the isurim of an oval. Now what an oinon is also betashmish, not sure an oinon is also betashmish. Toisha says it's also not an iser atzmi, no iser tzodi. That means like this, if you make tashmish, it'll be nimshach after the tashmish, it won't be torah, it won't be torah, but the kvure, oh, it's a chutzpah, it's a sumchi yisere. So that means the etzem pula is not a pula asura. No, the whole Indian is not proper, it's not something that is proper at this time, for whatever the reason might be. So now, if we're holding in a difficult matzev, that, we have to be matter tashmish, so they lo lahata baninis v'lei babels. That's what Taisa says. Oh, the kamrin and hosom avelis tohoche kile. Where the Gemara says that avelis is kil, for osi lizil zulebo. The Gemara says that avelis is kil, the mountain might come to be mizalzel in avelis. Umakshe mai kule. Ilaim adiktoni boil bilis mitzvah. Mishum deloy chayle avelis alay. That's no cooler, because avelis wasn't chayle. So, possibly you can learn pshat, that is no cooler whatsoever. So, Tay says, no, that's not pshat. Ain't got loy mishain cooler bedova. The zicha a cooler. Because yomate tashmish baninis. Alohi koma ain cooler ba avelis kim baninis. That's what the Gemara means. Zicha akula, but there's no kula in avelis. The ein mevorch in olav. Perish bekunteres bebroches perik mishemeisre. What is pshat ein mevorch in olav? Birchas hamoitzi. The ein mezamnin, birchas hamozin. The tema, so Taisus estakashe gabi hamoitzi, Mashayich loyma ein mevolchin olov. The word olov means because of him. You don't make a moitzi because of him. Ein mevolchin bishviloi. Not olov. Bishloy megabi birchas hamozein. If mevolchin would be birchas hamozein. Shayich tziruf. So that means you need three people in order to have a zimun. So you could say, you cannot be mevorech bichas hamozein because of him, because he's a lav b'achiyuvah, so you can't make a tziruf with him. So then it's good the Olo. But if you're speaking about Bichas HaMoitzis, what shall aim a Volchen Olo, you can make a Bichas HaMoitzis because of him, with him. Alagabi HaMoitzis, Mashayach Tzirot. So therefore, Tosfos does not like Rashi's Pshat. Yesh Leforesh. So Tosfos says differently. The Gemara Kamrinin as follows. The Ein Mevorch, this is the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara Kamrinin, the Mevorch in Olov, you are not Mevorch because of him. And the Mitzvah Lechalek, Abi Kishnaim Sheochlu She Mitzvah Lechalek, Vein Zeoinan Mitztaref Imoim. That's what it means. That means the Aloha is, if there are three people who wait as a Zimun, so then the din is, one is Mevorich Bichas Amozin Ba'at Kula. And since the Tziruf of three, and one is Mevorich for all three. If you only have two, so then there's a Mitzvah Lachalik, that one should not be Moitzi the other. So Im Mevorchin Olav over here means, and you cannot use this oinon to make a tziruf of zimun. No, there's a dinner mitzvah lechalik. Ve'ein mizamnin aleihem. What's the second? So if ve'im avochim means bichas hamozim bezimun, so what's ve'im mizamnin aleihem? Imohem loimel nevorich shechal nemishaloi. This is another din. That he can't be mizamnin with them to say nevorich. Nevorich means we are all being mevorech, you can't say mevorech to include the oinon, because he can't be a mevorech. Be'ilai havetoni. Eloi Havitoni. So Taisa says, why does it have to say both? Bile Havitoni Elochoda, Avamina Linya Nevor Shechal Mishaloi Dei Metzare. Avo Metzav Lishlehem Din Shloishe. Levoich Echemem Bavoi Chabere. If it only say one of them, in Mevoch and Olav, I would say it's going on that you don't say Nevorech. But he could be Mitzurev, that one could be Moitzi, the other one, it doesn't have a din of Shnai Mitzvah Lechalik. Lachitoni Tarti, that's why it says both. V'rivo Meforesh Nevorechim Mezamnim, we're both speaking about Zimun. Chod Eloi Me'er Nevorech Shachalna Mishaloi. Chode leborich b'shem, k'may shemaskirim, shem ba'asor. So memele, amos, one means that you're not mizamin with him, and then you can't use him as a tenth one either. Perish bekuntres bepeik mishemaisoi, ve'einoi mevorech, ein tzorech leborech birchas amozin. He does not have to bench. That means, if he wanted to, he could bench, but he doesn't have to bench. Mashme pirushi dein osa lavorech. Bishvait nami pirush kinyin said that he can't be mighty someone else. Umiyu midakoma bereish peg mishemei say, osam lamanda yomateich arba amisuda osam. There the Gemara differentiates between an oinon and someone else. Someone else is only osa teich daladamis. And the Noinon, it seems to say, is also a filochusel daladamis. It's perish abeine yitzhak bebroche is deike isa levoch. Not the way Rashi says that he doesn't have to make a broche. There's an isa to make a broche. The gambe taisvis harav pirish ta osa levoch. And the taisa rabos says it's an osa levoch. The taimel rab yitzhak ta hashtenogu levoch lezamin. The meaning now is that he do make broches. So, l'cheira, that's like Rashi.
So he wanted to answer the Le'ayri, Ho'chirakshu Oisik B'tzolchi Yameis. So he wanted to say like this, when he's Oisik B'tzolchi Yameis, so then the din is, he's also, Shein Leilis Batal Min HaMitzvah, Avo B'shor She'ein Oisik, when he's not Oisik with the Meish, Shori. So the Meila, the Minika Oilam, that they make brachas when he's not Oisik with the Meish. The Gemara that says it's also when he's oisik min emes. Inami b'sho she'acherim oiskim v'uwein oisiklum, then he's permitted to make brachas. You be Yerushalmi any mash mekeim. It would seem that he's always also. V'hoch he's a hosom. Ein oichel kol tzolche, he's not permitted to eat, to become satisfied. V'ein isho isik kol tzolche. V'ein oi mevorech. He's not permitted to make a brachas. V'im birich and he made a brachas. Ein oi nemachav omen. So now, so if you say the whole reason is that he's not permitted to because he's mechuyev to be oisik b'meisa, ma bitl yesh v'anias omen. So it would seem that it's also not because of this reason. So Tosafos says no. It could be that Eina Omen is also, that's Mafriya, the Asik. He's not only answering an Omen. He has to hear the Broche, and what he's answering Omen. That already takes time. So the Mela, so that's why he's not permitted to answer Omen. Oy, the Mina Lekama, Matthias brings up another Raya, that even though he is not doing anything, he's still not permitted to make Broches. It says further, "Hein aimdim emispalalim beidavin vu yoishiv amatzik olav esadin." Umash mishen oisik breiklal el yoishiv v'doimim. He's not doing anything, and he can't daven. And yirid the osa lavor. It would seem that it's osa lavor. V'shuv matzasi b'Yerushalmi deresh perk mishemaisi toni imroitz alahach meralatzmei. What's the difference? If he wants to be machmalatzmei in shoyim loim. He's not permitted. Lama mimnei kvoidei shel meis. That's the covid of the meis not to do mitzvahs. He has nothing to occupy himself, only the meis. Oy mishum, another reason is, she'en loy mishi yisem asoy. Second reason is because he has to be metapel with the meis. The one is out kvoidei shel meis, I feel he doesn't have to be metapel before. The second is he has to be metapel with the mace. So porich, if the reason is because he has to be metapel in the mace, for sanya we learned potam in etilas lulav, because al kedaitach the mayri be yontav a boy eini tore lisa be masoi, yontav he's not mekaba the mace, mishani tifta bechoil, perish bechoil is shomoy. O porich vo sanya potam in tkiya shayfa, we learned his potam in tkiya shayfa also, Islach lemeime b'chayil v'loi b'yontav t'ki yishayfa zikha b'yontav amad chanine mikivin shayizkukim lahovi loi orim v'tachichim. That means in Rosh Hashanah is also involved in bringing orim v'tachichim. The tanine tamon machshichan ala tchum lefakech aliske kala aliske ameis lahovi orim v'tachichim. That means in Rosh Hashanah gufe he's machshich till the tchum in order to bring orim v'tachichim. Is kemoishu naisi masri domi. Is mashme the pligi b'shabes b'yont. If this machloikis, if it's als kvoide shal meis, or nois yise masoi, seems the machloikis in shabes and yontav also. Ve'ene mevorech, v'may damrine. Miyu akoshulon, damrine b'seifa b'shabes mevorech v'mezame v'tzorchim. That means that if from the Yerushalmi it would seem that he's not mevorech, he's not the machloikis is in Shabbos and Yom Tov also, and that's why he's not leitelu, he's not tekeya shayfer, and from our Gemara, because it's meisi masoi or skvaydei shomeis, and our Gemara would seem that Shabbos and Yom Tov mevorech and mezamin the tzorichim.